This is Ruben.
Hello, Ruben. This is I'm calling you from Astro Tour. This is Kelly Roy Sekularis, and we're looking for a small business loan. You talked to Faye the other day.
Oh, okay. How can I help you out? I think I received a voicemail from you. I'm just catching up right now.
Okay. Yeah, we have decided to go ahead and apply for a loan or a line of credit. You said, how is this determined? If a business is approved, how do we know that it's a line of credit or a business loan?
Well, it'd be a business loan. Once I sent you over the application, so what I would need to get you qualified is that application and the 6 months of business bank statements.
Okay, bank statement.
And the tax return. That's all we need to formalize that approval.
The tax return of 2015?
Or the extension, if you're on extension, your extension
no,
in 2014.
No, we have done the 2015.
Correct.
Okay, let me tell you a couple of things. We are two partners on the business. It is my mother and me, two relatives. I joined the company in August of last year, and my name is in the articles of incorporation and the business name through the Secretary of State and all that. However, the tax returns we're doing up until that time, 2015, only under my mother's name. Does that make a difference?
No, it's okay. I mean, if some people want to apply and kind of present the best credit, so you can apply with both owners, and we can just explain that to the underwriting department that as of 2015, the ownership was under your mother, but as of 2016, it's going to be under you and your mother. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, okay. So I can send you that. Or fax you. Can you send me the application?
Oh, yeah, I emailed it to her.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, with all this information.
Okay, so whom would the email be from? Let me check, because she gave me your phone number, but she did not.
I sent it to astrotours@sbcglobal.net.
Yes, and it would be from Bank of Cardiff or?
R. Goldstein at Bank of Cardiff, Ruben Goldstein.
Okay. Let me see. So I should fill that out and email it or fax it?
Yes, with both owners' information.
I'm sorry?
With both owners signed on the application or two separate applications, so we can take a look at both of your information. Correct.
I didn't understand that.
On the application, there's only space for one owner, so you can just write the second owner's information on the side or on a separate application.
And information meaning
name, social, date of birth,
okay.
Correct.
And it cannot just go under one owner.
It can. We often, you know, if in the situation, depending on credit, we kind of look at the better credit, usually to get the better approval.
Mine is the better credit, so we'll.
Yeah, we can take a look at both and kind of advise you on the best way to proceed.
Okay. I mean, mine is 660 and hers is 550, so there's a big difference.
I think we would take a look at both and get you the best possible approval.
Okay. All right. Very good. So let me see if I have your... I'm looking at our email right now. Yeah, we got it. It's here. Yes. So I will print that out, fill it out, and send with the application you want the 6 months bank statements.
Correct.
And the 2015 tax returns.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Now, you're going to do a credit inquiry, or how does that work?
I think I talked to your mom. She said that there's a lot of people that ran your credit all over town. We usually take a look at only one credit pull, at most two. We're not going to shop your credit all over town.
Okay. So are you brokers?
No, we're a direct lender and syndicator.
Direct lender, but you still do
We're a direct lender and syndicator. We lend our own money. We also work with other lenders. So what we typically do is we'll give you an in-house approval that we'll underwrite, and we'll also go to a partner lender we work with to do another approval and give you both options. Typically, our approval is the best. But for our clients, we always like to offer a second approval to make sure that indeed our approval is the best out there for you.
Okay, so it's those two only then?
Typically correct.
Yeah. Okay, very good. And we'll send the information in. Do you prefer fax or email?
Email would be best.
Email with attachments. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.